Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
You're listening to Petty Little Things with your hosts, Victoria Secret and Davina Devine.
Hey, hi, Petty Bitches. Welcome to Petty Little Things. This is Davina Devine.
And this is Victoria's Secret. It is a gorgeous, crisp, freezing cold morning. I had gloves on. I had a hat on. I had a jacket on. Where has the heat gone?
Well, yeah. You have to keep that head warm.
You are a nasty, nasty sister.
I could see like a Ginny Joe coming down the street. I kind of like, you see, I'm a wintry gal. I way prefer like the autumn and winter to summer. Yeah. I hate summer.
No, totally. And most people would say that you're a bit of a cold creature anyway, so.
Absolutely. Cool as a cucumber. Cooler stays fresher for longer.
Come here. Listen, I'm still in the blur, to be honest. It's been 2 weeks since our last episode. Mm-hmm. We kicked off your...
It's been 2 weeks since our last confession, which is kind of true. Speaking of confessions, before we have a moment, can we just take a moment for that horrible priest in County Kerry? Absolutely, like, violently ill this week I was because of that, like, hate speech that he was spewing on the altar of Jesus Christ, our Savior, who died for our sins.
Yeah, hold on. Start with this story, in case anyone hasn't heard, which I'm guessing everyone has heard, but some people in the UK probably haven't heard about this. So we've got an area down south of Ireland called County Kerry, which is kind of rural. It's not...
Listen, it doesn't matter where it is. It's irrelevant to where it is. It's just the fact that, like, an Irish priest was on... one of his, drag queen altars talking about, basically about how the gays are evil, women are murderers if they have abortions, basically everything that is just insanity, like just actually spewing out this absolute, like, vermin crap, like.
Yeah.
And I don't know, people in the UK probably did hear about this because it went kind of viral and people were talking about this in America. Definitely has, and it's been on the news and stuff in America, and the bishop actually here in Ireland has said that, like, that basically kind of tried to do damage control.
Yeah.
And then the priest doubled down on it and was like, no, I stand by what I said. So now he's banned from saying mass. Good. He's not allowed to say mass anymore.
Good. I mean, is anyone still going to mass? That's my other question.
Well, I'm like, there are, and in fairness, a lot of people did walk out, which is kind of impressive because that's just unacceptable. And the irony is not lost on me this week of that, there's been lots of stories coming out this week about students that went to Blackrock College that have been abused, and that's coming out now this week. And that's run by Catholic priests, and like, just the irony of, like, just the abuse and the damage that they've done to this country over the years, and to stand there like saying that is just the irony is not lost on me.
Come here, this is just kind of topical in other ways though as well, because Louise McSherry was talking on her podcast about, like, Ireland's relationship, I suppose, with religion. You know, we're still baptizing our kids, they're doing first communions, even though, like, lots of people don't even believe, do you know, that kind of way. It's almost for the day out or for the Instagram picture or, you know, that kind of way.
Oh, it is. Like, and I have to say, like, it's kind of chavvy. It is a kind of chavvy thing to do. I'm just going to fucking say it straight out. Like, it's like, if you're having, like, you know, the nice day and the sandwiches and the tea and, like, you're like, really?
Yeah.
Like, come on now. I think we've moved on past that. Like, it's time to actually move on.
Hold
like,
on.
Look what these people...
Press pause. What type of sandwiches are they? Because if they're a funeral sandwich, I think I'm
in. You know they're fucking corned beef. You know they're corned beef. They're corned beef, Denny pack, like, God knows, just, like, squashed into those little... Like a scrap of butter. You know, literally, like, dry sandwiches. But anyway, yeah, like, just... They all just want to have that, like, that nasty, tacky day out. And do you know what as well, what's like rotten me as well is gender reveals.
Oh.
Like, could you get more like basic bitch than doing a gender reveal?
Yeah.
Like, seriously.
It is. I saw, it must come up on TikTok for me or something. These collection of videos where the dads are really disappointed because it's a girl. And like,
oh, vile.
So fucking vile. And like, they're surrounded by their other kids and the wife and they look disgusted that it's a girl.
Can I just say my take on some of them that I've seen online is like, always some like, how are you from Dublin? And there are like, you know, PT boyfriend or whatever, and she's there wedged into a boohoo.com dress, the shoes literally nearly bursting at the fucking cheap seams from Indonesia, literally she's standing there going, will we pop it? He couldn't give a fuck because he's out riding God knows who in X, Y and Z. They pop the balloon,
he's on your DMs, all... is he?
Yeah, do you know what I mean? It's just like, oh, come on. You're like playing like happy families. Like, you've had more chance of having a happy family in a Sylvanian family house. Like, get a life. Like, seriously, it's so basic. It's just beyond me.
Uh-huh.
Oh my God. Uh-huh. It's I can't.
I think people need some context. We are recording before Drag Queen Breakfast, which is...
I've had Drag Queen Breakfast.
No,
I've had Drag Queen Breakfast.
You know what I mean, though. 12:30 in the morning is very early for drag queens to be recording anything. So I think you're going to get the real tea, the whole tea, and all of the tea from Davina DeVine today.
I just like to say, I've been up for hours. So I just like to say, I'm raring to go.
That's because you're a single mother.
I know. I'm a single mother. My PT boyfriend left me and I'm bursting out with the boohoo.com shoes as we speak. Oh, there's nothing like a trotter wedged into an open toe shoe. Literally, like the toe nearly crying tears. It's so sore.
Oh my God. Come here. On to something that is not so cute. Our friend, like our sister that we work with all the time, Alexis McQueen. We woke up this morning to unfortunate like news that she'd been attacked on Dame Street last night, which we're recording on Wednesday. It was Tuesday. It was 3:30 in the morning where she was approached by some people and they glassed her.
She wasn't approached. No, hang on now. Let's put things in context.
Okay.
So she left the George. She's had a few drinks on her and she went to the spa, which is like totally fine. She went to get a few bits. She still had her makeup on and these gang of like 20 somethings basically were just like looking for trouble.
Yeah.
So they just started spouting off stuff and what had happened was apparently they picked up a bag of rubbish and threw it at her and the bottle was in the bag. So it doesn't make a difference. It's still like actually just an attack for no reason.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that like, even the way you were saying that there, it's like, it happened at 3:30 in the morning. It's like, I feel like sometimes we kind of justify these things to ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, she had her makeup on. It was 3:30 in the morning. It's like, you should be able to walk around at any time in the morning.
Yeah.
You know, looking however way you want. Nobody deserves to be attacked for no reason in the street and for no consequences to come of it. And this comes down to that fucking cunt. I'm just going to say this now, that Helen McAtee fucking politician who does fuck all, sitting in that doll scratching her hairy arse. She needs to get off her hole and actually put things in place where actually like these people are punished.
Yeah.
And it starts at the top filtering down. The guards can't like do anything because they have no power because these people are sent to the court. The judges send them off.
Mm-hmm.
And then the politicians are the next thing. Like they're not doing anything to protect anyone on the street. It's getting worse.
Yeah.
Feels like we're sinking. Do you know what I mean? It's
well,
like,
I mean, on top of that, we're on Dame Street like a couple of nights a week and I never see any presence of guards around
never.
There. And
never.
It is
and also,
a hotspot of things that are happening there at the moment. It feels there should be some sort of regular patrolling presence there.
Literally around that corner at Eustace Street is where they gather and they literally do they do laps of that block.
Mm-hmm.
And when the guards come down, they move and then they regather.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what they do. And the guards know that, but the guards can't do anything about it. But all we're saying is be vigilant
yeah.
and actually just look after each other. But at the same time, you shouldn't have to do that.
Yeah.
You shouldn't have to be vigilant and you should feel safe in your own city. And the fact of the matter is, this city is going to wreck and ruin
mm-hmm.
and nobody is being held accountable. And that is what is making me sick to my stomach.
Yeah. And also send lovely messages to Alexis. And by lovely messages, we obviously mean dick pics. So you can find her on Instagram.
She's newly single. She could do it.
Okay, on a lighter note, our friend Eanie B was obsessing yesterday about Dolly Parton. And I'm now obsessed about Dolly Parton. Did you see?
Okay, no, I didn't see this. I was very busy yesterday, as you know. Well, no, I was over to my eyes.
Yes, I know.
So, yeah, so you're going to have the same day today. So, what was he obsessed with? Because I know Ian loves an obsessed with a diva, like the likes of Gloria Estefan, Panty, Dolly Parton.
Divas of a certain age. Sorry, Panty. Basically, she was doing an interview and he was like, why does Dolly Parton have tights on her hands? Right?
Oh.
And just to give this context, drag queens have been wearing tights on their arms for years. Like DJ Dizzy used to cover her arms.
Hang on. Have you seen any other drag queens wear tights on their arms?
Yes, because there was the whole trend of nail gloves for a while that you'd put like these nail gloves on that were built on tights for hands.
Yeah, that's different though. That's only a newish kind of thing.
Yeah, well, that's only a newish thing. These weren't far off. So this kind of like goes with the trend of covering your hands once you reach a certain age, because you can do all the face work, you can do all the nip tucks, but people are really struggling to like keep their hands looking youthful. But Dolly had like skin flesh colored tights on her hands, and then these huge claw nails, which we love the nails.
And were the nails on the gloves or her hands?
No, they were cut just at the top of the finger. So you could just get to the top of the finger, and then you saw lovely long red talons. But it was so obvious she had tights in her hands.
That's good. Like, you know, I have to say, like, years ago when I worked in Mac, this woman came into me and it was like, I remember it was really early in the day and I was fresh off the elevator. So I was like ready to go. And she had just been in to have like, she was of a certain age. She's a really nice woman. And she'd been having Botox and filler. And she just told me that she just had filler injected into her hands.
I started to see, could you do that? Because I'm why not?
And she showed me, and she had literally like hundreds, not hundreds, like she had like, you know, I'd say maybe like 20 on each hand. Mm-hmm. And her hands looked just really plump. Like her hands looked kind of swollen. I was like, that is crazy though too. And I'm full disclosure, she didn't look very young in the face.
So basically, why is she focusing on the hands?
Yeah, I'm like, you know, your face still doesn't match your hands. Uh-huh. But it was just like, and listen, whatever, it made her feel better, so I didn't care. But that's the reality. It's like, I don't know, it's awful that people feel that pressure to kind of, especially down to your hands. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, completely. Well, I Googled it. You can put Juvederm in there. You can put wrestling in there. You can give them a refresher. But what you can't pause is like the aging spots, you know, like the aging spots you get in the hand. Is that from the sun?
No, I think it's just aging. Like it can be from the sun, of course. Like you can get sunspots, but you just get like aging spots, like liver spots and things like that. Like they just come up over time. Like that's why old people even bruise really easy. They bruise like a peach. So it just happens. But I did a thing, I think, as well, though. I think it affects men and women differently as well. I definitely think because men and women different hormone levels and things like that as they get older, I think things change, you know. And also I do, and I put this down to a lot of stuff, genetics have a lot to answer for. So like if you're worried about your age and you're concerned, look at your grandparents, look at your parents. If they're aging like old bags, like then more chances are you know you're gonna have to work a little bit harder. Mm-hmm. But if they're like a Chanel bag and kind of timeless, you know, well, more power to you.
Do you ever feel like a plastic bag?
Do you ever look like a plastic bag?
Actually, do you know what? I caught an old episode of The Kardashians yesterday and I'm still watching the new season. Girl, I didn't realize how much they've changed until I saw the old episode.
That's so funny. I watched that yesterday as well, just by chance.
Yes.
It was like the episode where Courtney was, or Chloe was going to do a test to see if Chris was actually her mother. Was that the episode?
No, I don't know. I feel like they're on 54 times a day. So we caught different ones. No, it was actually, they were just starting to get to know Caitlin. Caitlin was doing her Vanity Fair cover. And do you know what really shook me was, although that's so recent, things had changed so much about language so quickly that actually the episode hadn't aged very well either. But what I was more shocked about was Chloe has a whole new face. Kim looks like she's a whole new jawline. And like, I thought Kim had done all her work years ago. No, no, no. This is recent and she looks like a different person.
Oh, definitely. And also like filters, they're filtered to bits. Like you can see that, like there's this Instagram page I follow. I think it's called Problematic Frame. Mm. And they show you the celebrities because they hire their own paparazzis to sell the photos. Mm-hmm. So they show you the real photograph and then they show you the airbrush touched up mm-hmm. slimmed down versions, which is quite fun. I quite enjoy that. But the ones I watched was, you remember they had that shop Dash?
Yes.
I'd say it was like season two. It was a really old episode. And again, they looked like completely different. Chloe was dressed like literally from like TK Maxx. She was like dressed, I swear to God. And her bedroom was tiny. Like her bedroom was, I'd say, like same size as your bedroom in your house. It was like,
wow. Hit me with your best shots.
No, you know, like in a real house, it was just like a normal bedroom. And I was like, this is nuts. Like compared to what the way they live now with these like beds that are like six, like double beds stuck together.
Yeah.
But you know, the premise was Chloe had to go to New York for Dash. They were doing a fashion show for this shop that I'd never really felt like they like were invested in. It just felt a bit like, okay, like, do you know anyone that ever bought anything from Dash?
No, but I was fascinated what they did. And what was the one that Courtney had, like a kids clothing line? Like there was something like that.
Oh God. They were so into everything, but they were doing the fashion show in New York and Chloe was there. You know, like the way the designer walks out at the end and does the wave. She was just there to do that. But as I was watching it, the models were coming. They were doing like practice runs, like in and out. And what, you know who was in the background? Mel B.
Oh my God.
She just walked off the stage. Like she walked off the runway and it just said Melanie B, Spice Girl underneath her. That's all it said. It was like
okay.
They didn't, and then they had like Aubrey O'Day, singer, and it was just like these people that were not featured on the show. They didn't get like a talking bit. It was just so random, no context of why they were there or no mention. It was so bizarre.
Well, that, I mean, topical because the Spice Girls gathered this week for Jerry Bland Horner Halliwell's bloody birthday, which I have to say did look like kind of fun. Mel B wasn't there. I'm guessing it's because she's booked and blessed because she is one of them that just has constantly worked. However, do you think that party looked like fun?
Jerry Halliwell, the white knight.
She's always in white.
She's very like old woman on cruise, like that likes to wear white, isn't she?
Yes.
She's like, I'm just going on a P&O ferry and I'm just going to wear me white, my good white. Like she opens the case, it's just like white linens. And do you know what I noticed as well? I noticed a couple of things at that party. First off, her husband is very short as well. She's 5'2".
Okay.
And he does, and if she's in a heel, she's maybe 5'5" in a heel. Because I wouldn't say she's even wearing a high heel, to be honest. And then he's like, so he's tiny as well. So two of them are two little, like, angry things, I'd say. And what else did I notice? Like Victoria's all over Emma, and then she kept tagging Emma Bunton, but like didn't tag any of the others. I love you, Emma Bunton, but like didn't say anything about the others.
So I put up a poll to see who people thought would be the best crack in the sesh, and like landslide, it was Mel C. Which I'd say
I clicked Posh by accident. My fingers slipped.
Okay, because I do think Posh is second. I'd say when she gets on the line, she goes for it. But there is no doubt about it. It's Mel C. But only because Mel B wasn't there. Like Mel B was probably on a rollover from three nights before.
Well, Mel B, I just saw, has a new fella. Did you see this?
Oh.
Mel B has a new fella. She's doing a Hello exclusive, like it's coming up soon. And Mel B is dating her hairdresser for the last while. He's like from Leeds. I think he's like 36 and he's not what you would picture Mel B with being with at all.
Okay.
Like just because when you've seen her exes, he's very different for her.
Yeah. And
very different.
All he wants is Mel B's money.
Yeah. All he wants is Milby's money.
I love that line so much. Do you know what? She deserves someone nice. So hopefully he's actually nice this one after the last.
You'd want to be nice to deal with her. I'd say she's a mad thing.
Oh, mad thing. But you know she's the one that you want to go on the sesh with, right?
I would be slightly afraid, to be honest. Like, I actually do think she is scary by name, scary by nature. Like, I think I would be terrified of her. But I also think we'd kind of bond over the scariness.
Yeah, because Scary Spice, scary you're back. Scary Spice as well, bitch. Oh, fucking hell. Are you watching I'm a Celeb?
I watched a couple of bits. Yeah, I did. I watched the opening, and I saw you were featuring very heavily on it. You see, well, Victoria's gone into the jungle, Sue Cleaver, everybody. I know she was even getting off the boat, like same way you would, you know, like one foot on, like holding the rail.
Be nervous, Nelly. Oh my God, I'm kind of enjoying it. It's better that it's in Australia. Jesus, when it was in Wales, it was absolute trash. But sorry, we love you, Wales. But also, Boy George is not coming across well, like at all. Now, I know Boy George has been known as being slightly problematic over the years with certain things that he said, but like he's not coming across well, is he?
No, it's like, but you know, I think he's just a gay of a certain age that just has very low threshold for nonsense. Do you know what I mean? Like, I think also, you know, when you've lived a life of just being kind of like, he's a much bigger star than all of those people. Like in reality. So yeah, I think it's that kind of weird, you know, like it's different. I'm not like justifying it, but like, and the truth always comes out in those things, because I think the put the pressure on, especially when I saw PK, you know, PK from Beverly Hills. So yeah. PK is Boy George's manager.
Yeah.
And he was saying that they had like a viewing party. And he was saying that until Boy George gets hungry, the meditation's going to go out the fucking window. So when he starts to get hangry, I think his manager was saying, we're going to see a very different George. So yeah, I'm excited for that. That other chick, Olivia, she's gone already. So
did I fall asleep? Like, where did she go?
So she went in, apparently she got food poisoning, and for medical reasons, she wasn't allowed to go back into the camp. So she had to leave for good.
That sounds a bit off, doesn't it? That sounds a bit like...
Yeah, God knows. So like, especially if they're eating God knows what in there. And then also, last night, because she went out so quick, they sent in two new campmates, which are, they just showed you, they were like, let's see who they are. But they didn't tell you their names. I'm like, who the hell are these two?
Yeah.
And it's your man, Matt Hancock.
Cheater.
The one who was caught kissing in Downing Street. And then the other one, I was like, who is that? I was like, he looks like a bit of a sleazeball. Like,
he's a comedian, is he?
No, it's the guy from Strictly Come Dancing, Sean something. Do you remember he had an affair with the dancer that was married? Do you remember that?
No, I haven't a clue.
It was like a couple of years ago. There's two dancers on the show, Katya and someone else. They're married. Katya and Kevin, maybe. And they're married. And this guy was her partner. And she was caught snogging him like on a night out, and it was all over the press. So he was like, and he had a girlfriend as well. So they're both two like love rats going in.
Yeah, and I you know, the public are just going to vote them up for every vile task that they possibly can.
And can I just say, let's be real, Chris Moyles is just going to win this, because that's the kind of person that always wins these shows.
He's so like, no, I switch off as soon as he starts talking. I'm so bored.
It's a bit of a dick fest in there at the moment, isn't it? It's just like, where's the girls? Where's the girl power? Where's the glamour?
So fucking true. Actually, so true. Like, I love the footballer. Is she a footballer or a rugby player? I don't know. Loving her.
I don't know which one that is.
She's like skinny, athletic, bit of a Geordie accent or a Northern accent.
I like the girl from A Place in the Sun.
Yeah, see, I don't know who that is.
Scarlett.
I love that we're paying so much attention about who they are.
And of course, I love you in it. Because Victoria in my head is like, look at Sue Cleaver and tell me that is not Victoria. Mm-hmm, look at Eileen Grimshaw. Like, for years, we've always called you Eileen, haven't we?
We have. Speaking of trolling, are you sending me truck pics? What is going on?
Oh my God.
Why am I getting truck pics? I woke up to two more this morning. I'm just getting sent truck pics.
Who is sending them?
This random account. I've clicked onto it. They don't even follow me.
Is it the same account?
They don't even follow me. That's the thing.
Is it the same account?
Yes, the same account every single time. Every single time.
Message them now and say, why are you sending me these? I want to know.
Okay. That's okay. Yeah. Well, I mean, it was going up to that time for DM dares, but actually it's your turn to get DM dared this week.
Okay.
So I think it's time to open your phone.
We'll come back to that. We'll come back to that. Before we do that, I have to say we have announced this week that we're doing a little Christmas ditty event. Which I think we should get into. We're very excited about this. We're hosting an event in IMA, which is the Irish Museum of Modern Art.
Yeah.
And we're celebrating Christmas in the courtyard in this stunning glass marquee style. I don't know.
Yeah, but like, I mean, like, listen, cottage. It's unreal looking, but also there's a full bar. That's the most important thing. There's going to be a pizza place on site as well for those who want a little nibble. But forgetting all that, We're having a day sesh. It is the 20th anniversary of the Cheeky Girls' first song. Now, I know where I was when I was told to touch my bum, and I will never forget that. So Gabriella, Cheeky Cheeky, Monica, Cheeky Cheeky are coming over. We've also got a whole hour of ABBA with a much better ABBA show with RuPaul's Drag Race UK, Bag of Chips, and her sister from London, Tanya Hyde. Myself and Davina. Davina's already ordering the costume for the Christmas number ones segment that we are doing. There'll be more drag involved, plus DJ Stephen Dowling. It is jam-packed for 4.5 hours of a day Christmas sesh. And you need to be there. Tickets are €25. They're available from our podcast website. Because you listen to our podcast, you're clearly on our website all the time. But in case you don't know it, it's pettylittlethings.net.
Yeah, so there's so much going on. So that's going to be epic, and I can't wait for that. Like, we were teasing with doing something around Christmas time for a long time. So this kind of fell into our lap. So it actually just makes perfect sense. And we can't wait to celebrate. Lovely. And you know how I love Christmas. So this is going to
the most festive you've ever been your whole life. Firstly, by the way, it's Saturday the 3rd of December. We missed that bit. But like, me and Tamina are planning a Panto day out to go and see James Latrice in the Olympia. There's a couple of festive moments coming up that is not normally you.
No, well, like, they're not really revolved around Christmas. They're just moments, things to do in December. So I'm down with that. I'm down with it.
Love it. Okay. Shall we do a little DM dare, Davina, or are you too nervous?
No. Listen, I'm not nervous. I'd send anything to anyone.
Okay.
The other thing I just want to say, though, as well, is what do you make about this American situation? Donald Trump making an announcement on November 15th and basically obviously going to be announcing that he's going to be running for president again.
Yeah.
What do you think of this?
I think it's really worrying because things seem to only have calmed down a little bit over there. Like, I don't know. They obviously have.
Do you think it has? So I don't think it has. I think it's just this weird. I think it's gone quiet, but I think everyone is still. Like, when we were over there, you could feel there's still like this weird energy in the air.
Yeah. Yeah, but there's not the madness in the press that's distracting from the actual issues. Now, it doesn't feel like Biden has really dealt with a lot of the real issues that are needed to or that were promised, but at least there's a sense of like, you know, they were able to do a rollout of vaccines, like that wasn't even happening. Stuff like that, like just the basics. Like, he just goes in and will just talk shit and upset
people. It's so dramatic and it's exhausting because it's like every day you wake up and like Trump says this, Trump says that.
Yeah.
It just feels like Jesus. It feels like almost like a reality show, and it's just like this is like world politics. It's, and especially with everything going on in like Korea and then Ukraine, and then you add this onto it, it's like what the hell is going on in this world? It's nuts. But what was I going to say to you? Like, I don't know. I'm dreading the thoughts of that coming back again. And this just, this is going to be mental.
Me too. Keep the orange blob out of the White House. Just for the sake of the walls, because those tan hands all over that walls, we don't know what happens when there's a tan hand on the wall.
Oh my God.
Murder, just get them out. Murder.
And also, why don't they just cap the age limit? Why don't they just, like Biden is too old as well. And I don't think Kamala Harris has been as a success as they thought she was going to be. So I think that's what's really fucking up with the Democrat situation. But anyway, they should definitely, I think in general, like presidents that have power like that, they shouldn't be over a certain age. I definitely don't think so.
So what is the age limit at the moment?
There is no age limit.
Wow.
And it's like they're both in their 70s. Like that's too old. Like that's even past like retirement age. Do you know what I mean? So just my opinion.
Jesus, what, like when we're in our 70s, are we still going to be doing drag?
Absolutely.
Oh my God.
Absolutely. Okay, right. Well, we're going to leave it there. We're going to come back. Will we do a patron person of the week?
Yeah, let's do. Let's do a few. Okay. Shout out to Gillian Walsh, Nicole Page, Owen with one name because they're like Madonna, clearly.
Who owns you?
Who owns you? And Stephen Collis. Thank you all for joining us over on our Patreon. If you guys want.
And tell me.
Yeah.
Is this Nicole Page Brooks?
No, because
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
I can see her picture. She's one of the ones that puts a picture up. Nicole has, and I can't open it big, lovely red lip and gorgeous brown hair.
Lovely. Well, shout out to you, Nicole Page, that has lovely brown hair and lovely brown lips and lovely red hair. thanks for joining our Patreon. We do appreciate it. We'll have more little juicy episodes over on the other side.
Mm-hmm.
But in the meantime, we're going to be back after this short little message.
Petty Little Things is brought to you by Baileys.
Oh, Victoria, it's getting very chilly out there. You know what that means.
Girl, I know exactly what it means. It means Baileys hot chocolate season, and I am going for it. I mean, Baileys cream marshmallows, the works. We're talking chocolatey Baileys deliciousness.
Baileys is ideal over ice, over cake, or, of course, in hot chocolate.
Or just over a juicy petty catch-up with friends.
Get the facts, be drink aware, visit drinkaware.ie. And we're back. We are back with a segment that we lined up where we want to know what is the weirdest thing that you have done for money. Now, us being drag queens and working the scene for many years, pounding the pavements, yeah. we have done a lot of weird shit for money. But we want to kind of talk about things that are outside drag. Drag full stop can be really weird, I think, at the best of times.
Really weird. You were a stripper at a party once.
I was a stripper. You know what was so funny? I was a stripper that didn't take my clothes off.
Performing, what was it? Pussycat Dolls, Don't You Wish Him.
Yeah.
Girl was hot.
Sitting on an old man's lap.
That was the best time I've ever had watching someone perform.
And do you know what? Ironically enough, that wasn't the weirdest thing. Oh,
no, definitely not. I mean, when I think about what I've gotten up to, I used to work while in college in a call center, which I think anyone who's ever worked at a call center knows that's pretty, it can be a pretty rough job. But we used to sit at our computers and the speakers would scream the name of the company that we had to pretend to work for when you click answer. So it would say, it would say bank name. I'm not going to say any of the brand's name, or food company name.
Yeah.
Or breakdown, like, because we used to do for like a company that dealt with like cars breaking down. So you go, hello, blah, 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 blah. So, I mean, I had to listen to what people were finding in their frozen burgers. Like, I mean,
God. Was this like a complaints department?
Yes. Oh, well, that was just one of them. Like, someone found a fingernail in a frozen burger before. And I remember writing it down and being like, I'm never going to eat this.
Do you ever think sometimes that people make those things up?
I mean,
how could you prove it? Like,
have you ever?
Like, I remember years ago, like my dad found an earwig in a can of beans.
Oh my God.
And I was like, I remember like being horrified.
Yeah.
This was like in the 90s.
Yeah.
And I remember being horrified and like, that was legit. But I was like, but you could easily just like pick up like a spider or whatever and put it into a tin of beans. How could they prove it? Like,
yeah, they can't. I actually, that's giving me a flashback. I didn't want to go to school one Monday and my mom took me to this market and got me some like chocolates. They were like a after-eight type chocolate thing. And I convinced her that there was something in it that made me really sick so I couldn't go to school the next day, which obviously you relate
to.
That's
different. That's of course, I can totally relate to that. She's like, I've been poisoned by many a thing.
Whereas actually the chocolates were quite delicious.
So that's the weirdest thing, is it?
Yeah, I mean, yeah. At the same time, for the bank, I had to give mortgage advice. I don't even understand my own mortgage.
Do you not have to be trained to do that?
No, we had to read scripts while marking coupons at the same time. We had to mark down coupons while on the phone. Awful job. Hating it.
God, like when I think back, like I've definitely done some weird shit for money, and I was thinking about kind of things, and I suppose probably one of the weirdest things that people probably don't know is like when I used to actually like deliver bread, I used to like work like as a bread boy back in the day, and I used to deliver bread all around like the city, but we used to start at like 2 o'clock in the morning. This is like back way back when, but I used to love it because it was so organized and like military precision, and I loved the organization of it.
Yeah.
But it was really tough work, and you'd be doing it in the rain, and you'd have to like deliver into all these offices like in the middle of the night, and hotels for breakfast, like I'm crazy stuff. But that was probably one of like the, that was quite tame. So then
you,
I was thinking,
really,
I was
young,
like,
though, as well. No, because I started working 14. At 12, like, so
yeah, I was 14 when I did that. Like, that was, I was a seasoned, I started working when I was like 12 as well, but then this was like, I changed a few jobs since then. Since 12.
The things that people will do to buy a Spice Girls CD, they'll start working at 12.
Listen, but I have to say, I think the weirdest thing that I ever did, I think for money, was there was a couple that I know, and it was like, how would I describe? So he was really into me.
Okay.
And he said, he basically was like offering me money to like come and watch them have sex.
Right.
Okay.
And I said, no, God, no. Like, I couldn't do that. And he's like, no, seriously. So he basically offered me money to basically just watch them have sex. So I was like, kept saying, no. And eventually he goes, here's the money. And then when I saw the money, I was like, I'm going to watch. So all I had to do was sit in the room and watch them have sex.
Right.
But I tell you this now, I couldn't, like, well, I looked at them. And I didn't find either of them attractive, but like, and they weren't, but I glazed over. Like, I just, my eyes glazed over, and I was just sat and I just watched. And I was like, I just watched. And then I stayed for, I'd say maybe like 2-3 minutes. And then I just said, okay, that's me, I'm done. I just got up. I just got up, and I was like, I, you know what? I could tell you now, I couldn't tell you anything about what was happening because I just glazed over. But yeah, so that was probably the funniest thing that I ever did for money. And I took the money.
Okay. You've never told me this. Have you told me this before?
Yeah, I don't think so. But like,
when was this?
I was like
1 to 2 years, 2 to 5 years.
Oh, it was probably like God, like 15 years ago.
Oh,
years ago.
My God.
So yeah, but like definitely, and I was like, no, and it was only until when I saw the money, I thought, and I was like, and I'm definitely not going to get involved because I was like, I just wouldn't do that either. I would like, and I'm nothing against sex work at all. Like, I think there's nothing wrong with that at all. But it was just, I just thought it was so funny to they wanted me to watch, and I was like, oh my God, and it was just like gas. I was so uncomfortable, and you know, I find things like that really funny.
Yeah, that's what I would expect you to laugh. Yeah, to be honest,
I was, and I was literally sitting there, but like, I've honestly never, like, looked at something and glazed over like that in my life, like, since. And I just was like, I couldn't tell you anything what had happened, but it was so funny afterwards. I was like, that is a great story.
Oh,
and sometimes,
God,
I still see those people, like, sometimes I see them around sometimes, and we're still like on good terms, but yeah, it's just so funny. Like, and Scott, and you know, the kind of weirdest part was like that, like, he was more into me, and I think he was getting off on me just sitting there, because I remember they were on the bed and I was sitting on a chair in the room. It was real, like, funny looking.
Yeah.
You think of
yeah. And my favorite part about the story is how ambiguous you're being about the other person who hasn't been named in any way.
Yeah. No. Yeah, so it's like, just, what do you mean? There was three people.
Yeah, you just said he. Who was the other person, though?
Yeah, his, like, girlfriend.
Okay, gotcha. Okay.
That was it. Like, there was no, like, see, it was like, he was the connector.
That
was it. Hilarious.
I love that. Okay, let's get into what the listeners have sent us. Okay. First one is, didn't do it myself, but a friend's sister worked in airport security, and a woman traveled back to Germany for 25,000 euros twice a year with her used tampons. Her used tampons.
Oh my God. Now, why?
Because someone obviously wanted to buy them. But like, firstly, let's be real. People have joked for years that we could sell our old tights, our old shoes, like the air hostesses have. There's definitely a market for that kind of stuff. And if there is, and someone knows how to get us into it, please let us know, because I
followed this guy on Instagram, now that you mention it, actually, and he's always putting up pictures of like, He said something the other day, like, now that actually that makes sense what it's about. He's obviously selling his shorts, and he was like, oh, pick a mix, bags going out today, get your orders in. And I was like looking at them going, what is this about? And it was basically like just pictures of shorts. And so it's obviously like he's just doing like a pick a mix, like picking up a few and sending out to people his used shorts and stuff. Is it? It must be that.
It must be like, I'd say there's definitely like a vibe of like you wear them on to a sesh or wear them to the gym or, and then they resell them. Like that really exists. And honestly, this next listener who sent me this kind of does stuff like that too. My favorite and your favorite, when the first line reads, just keep me anonymous, please.
Oh, yeah. Always good. You know, you're always onto a good story here.
But also, how many stories do we have now that people have asked us that the like juiciest things? People, thank you for trusting us. But okay, I do OnlyFans and I dabble in the Twitter stuff. But honestly, some of the stuff I could tell you I've done for money, you might have to save it for Patreon instead. I said, okay, starts with, I've had the socks bought off my feet. I've done this thing called an ATM meet where you literally walk a guy to the ATM and he gives you money. Believe it or not, it's a fetish. I've met lads in shops.
I've heard of that.
What I've is heard it? Of that it's like a kink of giving, like people taking your money.
Yeah, I think it's like people get off on paying people. So I think that's the kink. Do you know what I mean? Uh-huh,
okay.
Go on, tell me
more.
We
need an intro. I've met lads in shops and just walked them around the shops while they buy me stuff. Most nights out, I have lads send me money so they can see me piss. I've met up with some people who want to be kicked in the balls, and I've done that kind of thing a few times, and that's 200 euros a meet. Gay kink people are mad. Now, I can tell you that this person is part of our community too. So, what do you make of that?
I'm not surprised at all. Like, and the only thing I'm kind of just like, I'm just like, I'm so naive when it comes to things like that in a way. Like, I think things like that are just so funny, and I don't get off on any of those kind of kinks, so I don't really understand them, but I find them fascinating.
Yeah.
Like, I love hearing about them. I just think I love hearing about, like, and I'm kind of why would someone want to get kicked in the balls? Like, why does somebody want to be what? Like, I want to know the thinking behind it. That's what gets me going. I'm like, that's what turns me on. It's like the mystery of it all. Listen, somebody sent me a message saying a guy paid me £50 once to treat him like a coffee table. Put my feet up on his back, watched a movie while he had a wank.
Oh my god.
Yeah, that's so funny.
Firstly, although it was an easy 50 euros like to earn, did he wank through the whole movie? I have more questions. Do you know what I mean? Like,
I think there's enough. I'd say it was just like a quick talk, I'd say.
Also, was the person eating snacks? Like, do they have like a Snickers ice cream on the side and like a can of,
oh my god,
a can of Coke?
That's so funny. Okay. Like, hilarious. Go on.
This one actually, they didn't do, but they almost did. Weirdest thing I almost did for money has to be my intern year as a doctor. I was called to see a patient with a high prostate marker level in his blood, and the lab said it could be a sign of infection. They said the only way to definitely make the diagnosis was to milk the prostate and send it for testing, which when I teased it out, was this white coat dickhead essentially meant that I had to stick my fingers up a poor elderly man's bum hole and tickle his taint till he jizzed into a cup. Actually getting sick thinking of it. It was April 1st and even my poor boss was like, what the fuck? And rang the lab asking if they were taking the piss. Thankfully, he spared me of the mortification and just started the patient on antibiotics, but I will never forget the absolute fear of having to do it.
I tell you, if you could see my face right now, if you could see my face, oh, do you know, we have a mutual friend who's a nurse who told me that when they were training that there was an elderly woman and she was, she needed to go to the bathroom. And you know, like when they can't actually go to the bathroom, they have to have certain things put in place so they can go into like bags and stuff. And it was put in wrong and the shit exploded all over, you know, like inside the curtains, you know, when the curtains are pulled, like literally the shit hit the curtains. So
I would gag. I would throw up straight away.
Yeah.
Blech.
Yeah.
Gross.
Let me see. Oh, and someone just actually sent in saying, I became a nurse. And who was not my friend, is just like some random listener. So, yes, becoming a nurse. Nurse seems to be, I'm sure they have to do, no, God bless nurses. They put up with a lot. And they're not paid enough to put up with what they put up with.
Not even by half. Okay, I got a lot of messages saying that people like did stuff with people on Grindr so they could buy weed. I have no idea how much weed is, but lots of people are sucking people off for bags of weed. Okay, we have a drag queen that said, I got double booked for a hens. Two groups rocked up at the same time. One group gave €50 to show them more attention, and I did just that.
I love that. This lady sent me in a comment and she said, I was a sugar baby and I used to tum a guy up the ass, but in the end she was too awkward to take the money. I'm like, oh my God. Like, take the money, you're after like doing the work.
Yeah, absolutely. Like,
and if that's the deal you already had, if you're a sugar baby, is that not kind of, I know it's sugar babies all about kind of being looked after, but it's only a thumb.
Like, oh my God. Okay. Someone said, I became a funeral singer. It was horrendous. Oh. But I did a mean fucking, here I am, Lord.
That's our favourite hymn. Let's be real. Yes. It is our favourite hymn.
Another one. I worked in a factory packing female Viagra at age 16 for my sister's temp agency.
I had a friend actually who used to work the sex lines and worked. This is like back, you know, when people would ring like the 0891s, whatever. And there used to be a sex line company over Rick's Burgers.
Okay.
In one of the offices. Yeah. And when the call would come through, like, because they were all wined to like the same call center. So sometimes it would be like they wanted like a gay sex line. Sometimes it would be like a straight sex line. So we'd have to be like, oh yeah, bud, yeah, do this. And then you'd be like, oh yeah, you like that? And this is all happening over Rick's. And they'd be calling like in from like the UK and Ireland. And they'd all be like, channeled to like a little office over Rick's Burgers, like between like a hairdresser's and a cabbie's or whatever. Do you know what I mean?
Like, honestly, I think I would have been good at doing that job. Like, I think I could have nailed it. Maybe not the deep or a board has going voice.
Definitely not that.
But the other ones. Come here. People have done some mad stuff. Someone else said, I flashed my vagina in the busiest street in Oslo for money, but I gave the money to a homeless dude. Someone said, I pooped into Tupperware for €500. Someone was a gay masseur. Someone said, a fella gave me €20 to go up to his mate and pretend I slept with him on the weekend. And he never called me back. And all his mates were screaming. The fella was morto. Someone said, I've never had sex for money, but someone once gave me £50 afterwards because I've done so well. Oh my God.
Let me see. I have another one came in here now. And let me see. She says, was domming a guy for money. So this must be like a dominatrix thing. Was domming a guy for money and made him answer the door in the hotel. Oh, it was room service coming to the hotel room. Made him answer the door in frilly lingerie.
Okay.
The poor hotel maid let out some sort of whimper as she scurried away for her life.
Oh my God.
But because she left, he went out, took the trolley and brought it in and offered her a drink. She made him offer her a drink. I spat it at him, slapped him around the face, made my own drink. He was in heaven.
Now, if there was a role for you, I feel like, because the dominatrixes just do that. They don't have sex, right?
Do you know what I have to say? Like, I know people probably don't know this about me. Like, that, all that kind of stuff makes me very uncomfortable.
Really?
And it makes me really giddy. Like, it makes me want to laugh. Like, I wouldn't be comfortable in doing that kind of thing. Like, I could do that in, like, in normal everyday life. I can give out and fucking, you know, boss people around in general. But in that context, I could never do that. Like, that, even like I was saying that story earlier on, it's like that made me want to die laughing because I just think it's like gas. Sexy about it whatsoever, and the fact that somebody was getting off on that makes me laugh even more. I just go, oh my God.
I'm just gutted that you didn't cut me in so I could get you a better rate for the job. Do you know what I mean?
That's true. Yeah, finder's fee.
Okay, my last few are, does dressing as a Teletubby count? That's one person. Someone else wrote, I drew somebody as a blueberry for a commission. Someone else said, worked in McDonald's on Grafton Street for 3 years. And my last one is, wore the same underwear for a 3-day sesh and sold them. And then they say, keep me anon, obviously, please. I love it.
Oh, my God. And you know what the gas thing is? She'll tell me who you are.
It's Dolly. Dolly Grip.
Yeah. She doesn't wear underwear. Okay, so that's it. That's all your weird and wonderful tricks that you've done for money. And listen, there's plenty more weird stuff to come, I'm sure. But in the meantime, we're going to be back with our Rotters right after this. And we are back. We are back with everyone's favourite time of the year. Time of the week. Time of the week, time of the month. Who knows what day it is? I can't believe we're so close to Christmas. Do you know that? It's like actually freaking me out. It's throwing me so off kilter.
I know. And like this feels like a perfect time to remind everyone that we have a Christmas event on Saturday, December 3rd. Yay. You should buy tickets on Very Little Things on
now. They are available now. And honestly, it's going to be such a laugh. And it's so nice to kind of just have a bit of a day session. It's a perfect get together if you want to get together with some friends mm-hmm. before things get a bit nuts.
Yeah.
You feeling your face? Yeah, no, because
I was thinking tomorrow I'm getting my Christmas lips, so I'm very excited. I was looking at my lips to go, ooh, what are they going to look like tomorrow?
So while I'm thinking about a lovely session, she's thinking, oh, I'm going to my new lips. So yeah, we're going to get it straight into it. So tell me what has been rotting you this week, my dear.
Okay. I was recently in a scenario where I found myself surrounded by a lot of pine furniture, and kind of threw me back because my ma went through this like pine furniture fetish, and I was like, at one point our whole house was pine furniture.
Pine was in though. Pine was a moment. Pine was like a cultural moment, like 100%, like definitely like in the like late 90s, like early noughties.
Completely. And like, but there was a shop called Protea Pine. I don't know if you remember this, where you'd go in and everything was in pine. Now, I don't know, is pine an expensive wood?
I have no idea. That's not the wood I deal in.
Well, I just found myself slightly feeling, oh God. Like, it just brings up this feeling in me where I'm like, oh God, just paint that wood. Just put a bit of white paint on it. That's all you need to do, and it looks great.
You know, I feel like as well, though, like, you know, the particularly like varnished pine.
Yes.
Like, even a more distressed pine is more acceptable, but that kind of weird orange glaze pine is like revolting. I hate it.
Yeah, me too. So I know it's a bit of a weird rotter of the week, but that's my rotter of the week, pine furniture.
That's a good one. That's a good one. I like it. So I have to say my first rotter of the week is something that's probably affected all of you at some point in your life. And I'm just going to sum it up with like people who say, like if you say to someone, oh, I have a headache, and they have a brain tumor. And like literally, if somebody is constantly trying to one-up you, do you know what I mean? If someone's like says like you're happy about something that you have coming up, they're happier about something else that they have coming up. It's this constant like battle of like trying to be like the top dog or the queen bee.
Yeah.
It's so draining. And then you find yourself getting in this kind of weird tit for tat with them where you're like, actually, like it becomes very passive aggressive very quick. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. No, I broke my toe. Well, I broke my face. And like,
no, I've amputated my leg. You're like, you know what I mean? It's like, it's just so ridiculous. It's so petty. It's the ultimate petty, but it literally just like, it's the ultimate kind of, as we always say, why can't you be happy for me? Because it's like, if somebody says something, it's like most people's reaction is, oh, that's great. Or when is that happening? Not like straight in. Like, oh, I'm doing that too.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
It's just, it says a lot about the person. So notice for people who do that to you, because if people are constantly just not responding to what you're saying, but they're going, well, I did that too, or I can do that too, or I'm going here, I've been there. It says a lot more about them, I think, to be honest. Yeah.
I had a different rotter, but actually I want to change it last minute because over the last 2 weeks I've been on lots of like fun little nights out, and I definitely have at least 3 messages for over the last 2 weeks of people saying, thank you so much for listening. And my rudder of the week is my fucking memory, because people could have told me the juiciest gossip and I can't fucking remember a thing after a few drinks. It's just gone. Like, absolutely
it's
gone.
It's the shots. It's the shots. It's the shots, because actually, like, I get drunk, but I don't do half as many shots as you, and I always remember everything the next day. Oh. It's the shots. It's the shots that kill you. So just like,
someone could have said, I murdered someone. And I'm like,
and also, you're getting to an age.
Oh, okay, but this has not turned into like, you know, a moment. And by the way, for our listeners who are wondering why we haven't done a DM dare yet, because we're going to keep pushing on, we will be finishing with that after Davina tells us our next rudder.
That's no problem. Oh, yeah. My next rudder, I was just interrupted there rudely, ironically enough, by fucking delivery drivers, like, actually driving me mad. Now, like, I have. I live in a really busy street, especially during the day. There's lots of construction going on, but like, delivery drivers now are just kind of deciding not to come to my house.
Why?
And because they can't get parking, or they can't pull in, or whatever, even though they actually can if they just move up the street a bit.
Okay.
But I literally had a package sitting in a depot for like, since the 20th of October. It's now like middle of November, and it was literally just about to be sent back. I got no like sign that it came in the door, no letter in the door, no text, no nothing. And then sometimes, because some of them are like real COVID like terrified, they leave stuff on the like doorstep and like knock on the door and run away. You know, like, they're literally like, it's crazy. They're just, and I know everyone is kind of getting more stuff delivered at home, but I just think it's fucking gas the way these delivery drivers, like, because they're all just so rich. Remember, like, back in the day, you'd have like the postman would bring a delivery. Now you're getting deliveries from all these different weird courier companies, and they're all just coming from like all parts of the city and the country, and they're just like literally dropping things on the doorstep, running off like in the car door. It's kind of gas. So yeah, so delivery driver, and just as we were recording this now 2 seconds ago, there was just a big knock at the door. Your man literally throws about 8 packages at me and just like runs back to his van, like, gas. So yeah, delivery drivers are rotting me to the core this week.
However, deliveries make me happy. I'm like, oh my god, what did I get? What's coming? Oh, give it to me now. Okay,
well, I love a good package in my slot, you know.
Okay, it's time for Dare DM. So Davina, open up your Instagram there.
Okay, let's go.
Slide into your messages. We're going with Tommy Bow.
Okay.
Oh, you didn't even flinch when I said Tommy Bow.
No, I don't mind messaging Tommy. He follows me.
Oh, does he?
Right, what are we saying?
Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, Tommy. It's your girl, hey, Davina, here. On.
Hey, Tommy. It's your girl, Davina, here. Okay.
I've been...
Oh, hang on. Wait. Hang on. Yeah.
I've been thinking seriously about getting into rugby.
In the
new year.
Okay.
And I was just wondering if you could possibly recommend anyone to help me with my ball skills.
I love it. What was it? Okay. Hey, Davina, it's your girl Tommy here. I've been thinking seriously about getting into rugby in the new year, but I'm looking for someone to seriously help me with my ball skills. Yes. Is that it?
Yeah. Well, could you recommend anyone?
Could you recommend anyone? I'm actually okay with this.
Yeah, I know. But like, it's so funny. Plus, Tommy.
And you know what, as well? I bet you he'll reply.
Do you think so?
Yeah, he always replies to my DMs.
Oh, Tommy the dish. Anyway.
I'm okay. I'm down with that. And you know what? Like, who knows, in the new year, maybe I will take up some new ball skills.
Okay, you guys, that is the end of our episode. You can tune over straight away to our Patreon and get another episode called Extra Little Things, where we'll be talking about quitting drag. What would we do? Have we ever thought about quitting drag?
Where would we go? You can't put us on the streets. A girl has got to eat.
You can find it at patreon.com/paylittlethingspod. But until next time,
stay petty. Mwah. And book tickets for our Christmas gig.
This is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ. The future isn't scary. Not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline. Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.